This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. A new survey found that if the U.S. presidential election were held today, 82% of white evangelical Protestants would vote for President Donald Trump over former Vice President Joe Biden. Find out more after this break.
Liberty University is more than just exceptional academic programs, NCAA athletics, and state-of-the-art facilities. They believe in training champions for Christ. Their students are innovators, leaders, and dreamers who carry Liberty's mission into hundreds of professions. They know that where academic excellence and unwavering faith meet, there is Liberty. Explore their campus virtually and learn how you can train as a champion for Christ online or on campus by texting Charisma to the number 49596. Again, text Charisma to the number 49596.
If the 2020 presidential election were held today, 82% of white evangelical Protestants would vote for Donald Trump's re-election, according to a new survey released in July by Pew Research Center. Trump's overall job approval rating among white evangelical Protestants is 72%, down 6% from the last poll taken in mid-April, suggesting that his strong election numbers may be due to white evangelical skepticism of his main opponent, former Vice President Joe Biden. Of the religious groups surveyed, white evangelical Protestants were by far the most supportive of Trump. Only 25% of white evangelical Protestants disapproved of him, leading to a net favorability rating of 47%. The second most supportive group, non-evangelical white Protestants, only gave Trump a 15% net favorability rating. Trump fared the worst among black Protestants, only 12% of whom approved of his job performance, compared to 83% disapproval. Among all U.S. adults, only 39% approved of Trump's job performance as president, while 59% disapproved. And though 54% of registered voters told Pew Research that they would vote for Biden if the election were held today, only 17% of white evangelical Protestants said the same. 49% of this demographic, which includes Pentecostal Christians, say Biden would make a terrible president. Pray that God will give peace to the country during what is sure to be a divisive and chaotic election season. And if you like this story, you can hear more stories like it on The Strang Report. You can find that show and many more at cpnshows.com. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.